Welcome back. The time right about now on your dial is 10:04 p.m. You've been listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Just to recap the last couple of tracks you heard in that set. Two tracks ago, we heard from the Black Diamond Heavies playing Might Be Right. And of course, after that, we heard from Hip Lanchkin playing Hip's Jam live out of Chicago, I believe, in the 1970s. I don't have the exact date on that record. I'm sorry about that. But without further ado, we've got a blues kind of birthday coming up right here. Actually, by the time this program airs, it would be a belated birthday, but by the time I'm recording, it is her birthday. This is, of course, on that is March 21st. That is the birthday of Sister Rosetta Tharpe. That is right, the godmother of rock and roll. And my goodness, what a killer guitar picker she is. So, without further ado, in that spirit, here she is, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, the godmother of rock and roll, who would influence the likes of Chuck Berry and beyond, the queen on the Gibson SG. This is Sister Rosetta Tharpe and her number, Journey to the Sky. Hope you dig. Here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Welcome back. The time roundabout now on your dial is 10:14 p.m. You've been listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Just to recap the last couple of tracks in that kind of gospel-tinged set, that was two tracks ago from Brother John Sellers playing He's My Rock, and from whom you just heard recently, that was Arizona Drains playing Crucifixion. Now, to keep the tunes rolling without further ado, I do believe I've beseeched you a lot already in the earlier part of the program, so I'll give you a bit of a break on my kind of, trying to sell you that you should probably donate to CKUTFM. I'm going to jump right into the next track. That is, but you know what? There's a good lesson to be heard from this last set, you know, about one of the powerful aspects, I think, that kind of come with gospel music, and that kind of tie into why you should donate to CKUTFM. So I can't pass up on a good marketing opportunity like that. So, please forgive me. But in any case, one of the things I don't know about you, but I dig really a lot about gospel music is that even as a non-Christian, right, I really dig the spirit and soul behind it, you know. Even as a non-Christian, I really vibe with what you call the desire of belief and desire of redemption that kind of comes with gospel music, that kind of inspiration that comes out of it, that, you know, that you could be a better person and things like that. And I really do vibe with it. And I think that kind of highlights one of the underlying aspects of why I dig the blues so much, you know, is the inspiring aspect of it. You know, these are artists who came out of really crummy times, from really crummy conditions, that still often than not come from crummy conditions. You know, the blues isn't just about some white guy trying to gravel his throat to sound like trying to sound like Howlin' Wolf. It's about the true stories and the realities that of musicians like Howlin' Wolf, Muddy Waters, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, that came out of the worst, some of the most worst conditions imaginable, you know, growing up in the South of the United States. And, you know, in that sense, the fact that the music speaks to such hopefulness of overcoming that, of sticking it against all the odds, you know, to overcome that, I think that's one of the most magical aspects of the blues and gospel music as a whole. And perhaps almost all black music that has ever come out is that hopefulness of overcoming it, the refusal that is to be trodden down. And I think that's one of the most magical aspects of it. And, you know, the playing of that music on the airwaves, on CDs and record players and all on the internet, and playing that music is that hopefulness and inspiration is shared. You know, you don't have to be black to appreciate this music. And the fact, the universality of this message, particularly that no matter the circumstance, that people shall overcome, and particularly in current political climates of today, where whether when you're poor, when you're a person of color, when you're a woman or you're another gender minority, or you're oppressed in any kind of form on the vast social structures of capitalism, whenever you're screwed over by the system, as it were, this music kind of speaks to overcoming and sticking to the man, you know, as it were, you know, overcoming that against all the odds of holding on and fighting back. And I think that's one of the most magical aspects of this music, you know, this inspirational quality. Now, if you think profilerating this inspirational music all around is important, you know, keeping the message alive, as it were, keeping the morale high in our struggle in everyday life and trying to survive and trying to overcome and fight back against the system to make some change, you know, if you believe in profilerating this music and that's an important thing to do, please do consider donating to CKUT-FM. That is, you can donate and help keep this station going and keep the message of the blues and gospel music and all the affiliates of the blues, as it were, alive. Please do consider donating to this station. And of course, you can donate by calling, and the country code is number 1 for Canada. You can donate to 514-448-4013. That's 514-448-4013. Just call, and we'll have one of our lovely volunteers as well to pick up the phone and take down your details and your contact details for your donation. If no one's there, just leave a message after the tone and just give us your contact details and we will get back to you. You can also donate online at ckut.ca and just scroll down and just click the donate online button and just donate that way. Or you can mail us a check or a nice letter to 3647 Rue University, Montreal, Quebec, Canada. That is 3647 Rue University, Montreal, Quebec, Canada. And you can send us a check that way. Once again, thank you for listening. And to keep the tunes rolling, without further ado, here is Little Charlie and the Nightcats playing Wild Cattin'. If I can get the tune to work, give me one quick second. Here it is. Without further ado, Little Charlie and the Nightcats, Wild Cattin'. Sorry about that, folks.
So right now, at this particular time, ladies and gentlemen, would you put your hands together and welcome the most unusual guitar player I've ever met. Give it up for Little Charlie. Yeah.
Woo. I'm going to Oklahoma and start my big time tour. I want to see my baby if I have to walk. Now the Red River's rising, big creeks done washed away. Red River is rising, big creeks done washed away. Lord, I ain't seen my baby in 6 long weeks today. Down my train fast by, baby, you only sent me to. Good woman, baby, just to be with you. Now, and I ain't going down the long road by myself. And I ain't going down that long road by myself. If I can't take you, I should take somebody else. But hang my head and grieve.
Rock me, baby. Baby, rock me all night long. Rock me, baby. We'll be right back. me, baby. Baby, rock me all night, baby. Rock me, baby. Rock me like you rode a rolling wheel. I want you to rock me, baby. You don't know how it makes me feel. Now rock me, baby.
Welcome back. The time roundabout now on your dial should be 10:30 p.m. You're listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Now, just to recap the last couple of tracks you heard on that set, you heard from Leroy Carr playing Long Road Blues, and of course, just recently, you heard from Curly Bridges playing Rock Me Baby. Now, I do know I've beseeched you long enough, and I even lied about the last time from the last set that I wasn't going to beseech you for more donations, so I'm actually not going to beseech you for this one, for this little break here in between the tunes, and I'm going to just leave it at that about, giving some donations and helping us out here at CKUT for the while. I'll come back to it later. But coming up next, I've also got a killer little duo of a number for you that is two tracks side by side. I think you're really going to dig. One of the things we like to do on this program is kind of burst the bubble that the blues is just some straightforward 1-4-5 kind of thing, and it's very simple and all that blah-de-blah. You know all the arguments that people make against the blues. But I'm here trying to burst this bubble and kind of give you an argument, I guess, when you're with friends who are trying to pull this argument on you. How to win this argument, that is. You can show them this kind of pairing of songs, as it were. Now, coming up next, we've got two songs that kind of break that notion that the blues is a very simplistic musical formula, when in fact it is much more than 1-4-5, but it can also be expanded beyond what many would think be properly considered the blues, as it were. So coming up next, I've got two songs for you. They're both the same song in that the composition is the same, but done by two different artists. Of course, the first artist is, of course, the father of the Delta blues. That is Charlie Patton, recorded back in 1929, his original recording of the number Mean Black Cat Blues. And after that, we're going to hear from a reimagining of that song in more of a jazz kind of style, but very much at its core, a Delta blues number. This is, of course, the same number, Mean Black Cat Blues, as done by, by a band called Roots Magic. Now, they're an ensemble out of Rome. From 2017, I believe they recorded this number, or I think it was 2013 or 2015, they recorded this number. And basically, theirs was a collaboration, basically trying to reimagine a lot of the old Delta blues artists, like including stuff by, of course, Charlie Patton is one of their big influences, but also Skip James and other artists as well. So they are trying to reimagine these artists in more of a funkier jazz kind of setting, as it were. So of course, this is done, as they say in their own words, a work of love and respect for these people and for some of the musics we grew up with. And this, of course, is a really funky reimagining of that. And it really does have that kind of core respect to the element of what the kind of the thumping rhythm and stuff that Charlie Patton brings to the guitar. And it's really cool how they kind of synergize it together without actually completely making two different tracks, you know, that are just similar in melody or in name only. So it's really, really cool. So, you know what, I'll leave the talking, and you know what, let the music speak for itself. So first, we're going to hear from Charlie Patton's original Mean Black Cat Blues, and followed by that, what do you call, the Roots Magic cover of that, in the jazzier kind of style. So I'm really excited about this. So without further ado, here's Charlie Patton playing the original Mean Black Cat Blues, recorded back in 1929. Hope you dig, here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
It's a mean black cat, Lola, crying on my door.
gonna bite. The devil is a liar and the truth is a lie, so don't you worry. Yeah, don't worry about me. Don't worry about me. Lord, I feel so blue. Don't worry about me. I know I was a fool. Yeah, you may run a long time and have your fun, but it won't last always, 'cause when you're dead, you're done, so don't you worry. Yeah, don't worry about me. The devil's gonna get you, you just wait and see. Now don't you worry. Yeah! Don't worry about me. But it won't last always, 'cause when you're dead, you're done, so don't you worry. No, don't worry about me. So don't you worry. Yeah! Don't worry about me. Don't worry about me. Don't worry about me.
Welcome back. The time roundabout now on your dial should be 10:46 p.m. You're listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Just to recap the whole set that you just heard, we heard from Charlie Patton playing Mean Black Cat Blues, recorded back in 1929. And of course, we heard a reimagining of that song from an Italian group of Roots Magic. I got the date on that album. That was from 2020. And that was their reimagining of Charlie Patton number, Mean Black Cat Blues as well. And man, it's a really cool way of reimagining that song, and yet paying homage, you know, without completely breaking the song, as it were. You know, one of the tricky parts of doing a cover in that sense is that you want to keep it different than the original, but you don't want to completely break it apart so it's like a totally different song that, you know, that has no intelligibility to the original. But man, those guys really nail it, I say. You know, the really, really, really cool one. Really, really cool cover. And of course, after that, whom we just heard from recently, that was Al Smith playing Don't Worry About Me. Okay, coming up next, now that we have only about 13 minutes left, you know, I'm going to jump right into the next song so I can give you one last final appeal for why you should donate to CKUT at the very end. So without further ado, we're going to hear from Hamilton, Ontario's own Harrison Kennedy. And of course, he's there working with Colin Linden playing their number, Friday Dream. Hope you dig. You're on 90.3 CKUT FM.
My girl Friday. Best day of the week for me.
Last night, Mama, did I
Welcome back. The time run about now on your dial should be 10:56 p.m. You've been listening to Hotel the Blues' fantastic, spectacular fundraising drive special for the year 2021 here on 90.3 CKUT FM, broadcasting from a small wee little house nestled on the side of Montreal's Mont Royal on unceded Mohawk territory. I've been your host for the last couple of hours, Vishwar Ramakrishnan, playing for you some of my favorite blues hits, associates, and affiliates, with the additional touch of beseeching you to potentially give donations to help us out here at CKUT FM. You know, if there's one last argument I can make with the last little time we have left together on this week's special, is that the songs that you've just heard on the airwaves, you know, I ask you to ask yourself, you know, where on earth in Montreal's radio frequencies you're gonna find some cool tunes like these that you just heard over the last 2 hours. I really challenge you to find it. I think there's about a couple of stations out there who do play awesome tunes like these. But I tell you, what we got here at CKUT, between you and me, listener and programmer, but also radio station and community, is something unique. You know, community radio is a unique thing, and it's music and its sounds and its news and information for the people, by the people of the city. You know, all the folks who work here at CKUT are Montreal dwellers. I just happen to be back home in my parents' home, back in Mississauga for the moment, but at heart, we're all Montrealers here playing great tunes for each other, you know. And in that sense, it's something special. You know, you're not going to get Virgin Radio coming in here to play you tunes that Montrealers want to hear per se. And as a result, we've got something special here, a truly democratic and free platform for giving voice and giving, as it were, passing the microphone to the underrepresented and misrepresented. As a result, here on Hotel the Blues, we play blues artists you've never heard from before, artists who haven't necessarily gotten the best shot in the recording industry. We try to rectify those concerns, you know, by playing them on the air for you, and all the while giving you a bit of the history, the story, and the magic behind what makes the blues so great. And also the actual gravitas that kind of comes with playing the blues and such. You know, these important concerns, you know, furthering the discussion about what the blues is all about. Now, if you think the blues is important, if you think what community radio, what it stands for, is important, if you think that democratic and free, what do you call truly free, what do you call programming and media is important, I beseech you, please do consider donating today or whenever you can, if you have the money, to CKUT's fundraising drive. You know, so just to give you the details once again for the last time this evening of where you can donate to us at CKUT.ca online. You can just go on the website and scroll down to donate. That's CKUT.ca, or call us at country code 1 at 514-448-4013. That's 514-448-4013, where one of our lovely volunteers will be able to take your call and get your details. If no one answers, just leave a message after the tone with your contact details and we will get back to you. On the alternative, if you like to mail in your check, you can mail us at CKUT at 3647 Rue University, Montreal, Quebec, Canada. That's CKUT at 3647 Rue University at Montreal, Quebec, Canada. So once again, thank you for tuning into this special. Please do consider donating, and as always, we will see you next week on Hotel the Blues, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. every Tuesday. To play us out tonight, here's Don Covey playing You Must Believe. Easy song, easy song, easy song,
how much is a penny? How much is a nickel? How much is a dime? How much is a quarter? A penny is one, a nickel is five, a dime is 10, and a quarter is 25. How much is a penny? How much is a nickel? How much is a dime? How much is a quarter? A penny is one, a nickel is five, a dime is 10, and a quarter is 25. How much is a penny? How much is a penny? A penny is 1 cent, only 1 cent. Only 1 cent. A penny equals up to only 1 cent. Okay, okay. What about a nickel? How much is a nickel? A nickel is 5 cents. Only 5 cents? Yeah, only 5 cents. A nickel equals up to only 5 cents. Okay, okay. How much is a penny? How much is a nickel? How much is a dime? How much is a quarter? A penny is one. A nickel is five. A dime is 10. And a quarter is 25. How much is a penny? How much is a nickel? How much is a dime? How much is a quarter? A penny is one. A nickel. five. A dime is 10 and a quarter's 25.
How much is a dime? How much is a